Wasn't Buttercup. Some kind of cupcake, they call them. You could turn loose a bunch of chunks of old sow man in the fall, and they'd get fat in a little while. Uh-huh. But the meat was a little bit bluish color. Eating that mess and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And while people could, they'd catch enough of the meat, you know, and bring them out and feed them corn a while. Fish pens down there, you know, and get them in there and fasten them up, and then go down and take a wagon and get them in a wagon and bring them out and put them in a pen, feed corn about a month before they kill them.
I see.
Made a lot better meat, and the lard and all was better.
Did you help clear this land?
I cleared a many acres here.
Right?
Uh-huh. These hills now, I did clear some of Tiffle Bottom down there. When I was a young man, before I went to World War One, I liked being too old to go. I was 28 something, I believe, when I went. And the limit was 31. If I'd been just a little older, I wouldn't have had to went, you know.
I see.
But I cleared a lease, and I took a lease down there, a 4-year lease, you know, got it for clearing it down there for Mr. Warren Tipper. And I lost it when I went to the Army. The government guaranteed it for me, but a neighbor of mine took it while I was gone, and it was his land. He bought the land during that time from, you see, and he took my land. Mm-hmm. But the lawyer and everything told me that if I'd make him, I could make him get off of it till my time was up. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it.
Now. How long had you leased it?
4 years.
Four years
for cleaning it up. Mm-hmm. Hill 3 years and then the bottom four.
I see.
That's where I got my, what little start I got, man, is leasing land and clearing it in the winter time and working it in the summer, you see. I didn't have to pay no rent.
How did you go about clearing it? Would you tell me?
Didn't have nothing then but a cross cut saw and an axe. I just hired me a hand, you know, and saw them down and take them and cut them up and just roll them together and then pile all the little stuff that two of us could pick up on it and set fire to it, you know, just burn it up. Man, I burnt some fine timber down there. Man, I didn't think nothing about it. I got a place right down here, back of this nigger church right down here. And my brother-in-law took a lease before I bought the place there, and the hill is kind of a flat place, you know. And I seen him pile up big piles of pine logs that was covered in pine. Great long pine, you know, and just burn them there, man, the prettiest stuff you ever saw. Mm-hmm. Two foot through. Mm-hmm. Now then, man, they
want
some. When you take all these old hills in here, I bought and paid for a little over 1,200 acres of land. Bought it on the credit and worked and paid for it. I'd log in the wintertime, you know, in the summertime between crop time and then farm. And I had, before it was over with, I had 10 families, 10 houses on the place. And they'd help me a little bit. I wouldn't get much out of it, but I'd get a little. You see, I kept my hands out of debt. I logged a long time, and I'd take the best ones that could handle stuff, you know, and know how. It ain't everybody can log. And I'd keep them out of debt. Well, I finally bought a sawmill of my own and put it in and went to cutting the timber, and then I could give them all pretty well jobs, you know, the men. And I kept them out of debt, and my hand, I never did have but one hand come out in debt in the fall of the year. That's not there, 1929, 30, 31, 32. I had one hand come out in debt to me. Mm-hmm. Well, I had one after that, but he went to beat me. Man, he come out $100 and some odd in debt, and that was a big amount then. Mm-hmm. Man, $35, $40 would run a family, make a crop. And I just